Heidi was frozen in her tracks, and Anna put her hand on the middle of her back to propel her forward to meet Levin, the only rock band whose music they could ever agree on. She started with the nearest man, held out her hand, and shook his.
"Hi,"
the drummer said. She didn't catch his name, but the two on either side of him immediately caught her hand, then Heidi's, and properly introduced themselves. Anna took a quick look at the one without sunglasses. None of them looked stoned. Hard to tell with men who might be used to functioning high for all she knew. She couldn't smell alcohol anywhere now, and Anna had an olfactory sense that went unrivaled. Just a case or two of bottled water on the corner of the stage outside. So far, so good. Heidi settled in for her photo and Anna turned toward the last man. He was tall. 6'2", maybe? 220 pounds? Her stomach did a little flip. That he was sexy seemed inexplicable to her. Since when was surly attractive? He didn't look like an alternative post-grunge rock whatever he was supposed to be. He looked exactly like a logger. Then his aloofness created the onset of an anger, mild, though noticeable enough to start its percolation inside her. She could see his eyes avoid hers, even through his sunglasses. He glanced again, then looked at the ground. She turned to him. "I'm Anna," she said, and held out her hand. Deliberate. Stubborn. She knew it was only a split second, but she sensed him assess the situation as he pulled his hand from his pocket. "I'm John," he answered. His hand was gentle, yet firm. "It's nice to meet you." "It's nice to meet you, too." His voice, quiet, deep. And that accent, it rolled through her. For a moment, Anna sunk inside herself and simply felt. A wave of tension lifted away, and another wave of warmth came into him. He liked her. She didn't know what the heck she thought of him. She sent a quick prayer of thanks for the particular gifts she'd been given, for in that moment she realized she was standing next to one of the most insecure men she'd ever met, a man who truly didn't think he was worthy of someone decent. Not a friend, not a girlfriend, no one. And just as surely as he oh too respectfully placed the palm of his hand against the small of her back for that stupid flicker photo, he tossed her into the good category. Thing was, he was right.